Portland nothing. Isotopes batting bottom one. Here's Albuquerque's starting lineup for their manager, Tim Wallach. Shortstop and leadoff man, Chinglun Hu. Batting second, playing third base, Blake DeWitt. In center and hitting third, Jamie Hoff. And Mitch Jones cleans up, plays left field. At first, Brett Harper in the five hole. The catcher, J.D. Klosser, hits sixth. Jason Repko plays right and bats seventh. Luis Massa, the second baseman, an eight hitter. Welcome back to the active roster. Louis had been battling a hip flexor problem. And as Tony Abreu gets his promotion to the big leagues, congratulations to Tony. Left this morning to join the Dodgers. Richly deserving of that promotion. He's been the best player in the league probably for the last month and a half. Good luck to Tony with LA. Luis Massa, the second baseman, back in the active roster and in the lineup today in the eighth slot of the pitcher Charlie Hager bats ninth. Who, DeWitt and Hoffman, Jones, Harper, and Klosser, Repko, Massa, and Hager for Albuquerque against a changeup artist, Wade LeBlanc. He has two different changeups that he uses. Here's his first pitch of the day, and it's outside, ball one. His fastball is going to sit in the mid-80s. Occasionally will touch an 86, 87. 1-0 pitch to Who, and that one on the inside corner. Ball and a strike. LeBlanc, the key for him is fastball command. If he has it and he can use the changeups off the fastball, he can be really tough. He fires, Who hits a rocket pass to diving Stansberry at third, down the line. Putnam over there to cut it off. Who decides better of thinking two, scrambles back to first base with a leadoff single. So Who off a great day yesterday, as many of the Isotopes had a fantastic day. 16-hit barrage and a 12-7 win. Who tripled twice, singled once, 3-for-5, drove in two, scored three. Who's average up to 283 starting today with three blasts and 43 ribbies. Now Dewey, Blake DeWitt. He had a three-hit contest last night as well. And DeWitt takes one down and away for a ball. DeWitt tripled. He knocked in two, singled twice, scored one. In the victory yesterday, snapped a little three-game hitless stretch. DeWitt's average up to 246. Two homers, 29 ribbies, six triples, tied for the club lead with Hector Luna. Luna had a triple yesterday also. There's a strike on the outside corner to DeWitt. Ball and a strike. LeBlanc, a four and two-seam fastball both. He loves his four-seamer. The Padres want him to use the two-seamer a little bit more. The changeups both four and two-seam, and they're really good. Mix in the occasional curveball, mostly to left-handed batters. Over toward the first base side of the rubber, LeBlanc kicks in a 1-1 pitch. And that fastball, maybe inside, maybe a little low. Two balls and a strike. How good has LeBlanc been lately? Well, the results in terms of wins and losses don't show it. But in eight of his last nine starts, LeBlanc has allowed two earned runs or fewer. But he's only won one of those. And during that stretch, he actually has four losses. He cannot get any run support. He tosses over to first, and Who scrambles back. LeBlanc's season numbers 2-8. That really belies how well he has pitched. This is 21st appearance and 17th start. His ERA is 3.94. He does not walk anybody. 73 strikeouts to 27 walks in just shy of 100 innings this year. Abbreviated leg kick in the 2-1 pitch. Inside, ball three, and I think both LeBlanc and his catcher, Yamid Hahn, wanted that pitch. Defensively, the Beavers have Danny Putnam in left, Drew Macias in center, Mike Baxter over in right, Valentino Pascucci at first, Russ Adams at second, Sean Casmar at short, and Craig Stansbury at third. The catcher, Yamid Hahn, and a lefty, Wade LeBlanc, on the hill. 3-1 pitch is popped foul straight back, and the count has gone full. Just getting things going. Bottom of the first inning. So glad you've made us a part of your evening tonight, wherever you found us, on the internet at albuquerquebaseball.com, on our flagship station 610, the sports animal, the Isotopes, top club in the PCL's American Conference. They lead the Southern Division. Best record in their conference, second best in the league. Who is running, and DeWitt rifles one through the right side, a base hit. Who racing around second into third. Runners at the corners with nobody out on back-to-back singles by the Isotopes to start the home first. Here's Hoff, Jamie Hoffman. This little day of rest yesterday for Hoff. Had a single and four trips in game one, the 6-2 loss the Ice Jokes suffered back on Wednesday night. Hoffman did enter the game late yesterday, pinch hit in the eighth inning, walked and scored a run. That was when the Ice Jokes put the game away. Going into the eighth, Albuquerque had a lead of 7-4, but they scored five more in the eighth to put it to bed. LeBlanc kicks in the first one to Hoffman. It's inside, ball one. Hoffman, 289 for the year. Five homers, 32 driven in. Chance for Albuquerque to strike first tonight against a tough customer in Wade LeBlanc. 1-0 pitch, and that one at the knees on the inside half. Ball and a strike. Talking with Isotope infielder Blake DeWitt before the game today, he said the key for LeBlanc is to be consistently and accurately at the bottom of the strike zone with his fastball. If he can do that and use his changeup off of that, he can be terrific. The changeup here is chopped foul past third. Hoffman a little out front and actually broke the bat there. Ball of two strikes to Jamie. It all starts with that fastball and LeBlanc keeping it down in the strike zone. And everything comes off of that. Born Wade Matthew LeBlanc. This left-hander debuted in the big leagues last year. A couple of starts as well for the Padres this season. His major league debut was in September last year. Fourth pro season with the Padres. Number 12 prospect for San Diego coming into the year. LeBlanc fires and misses high and away. Two balls, two strikes as Hoffman has a fresh bat. LeBlanc really dazzled Albuquerque last year. It remains his best AAA outing of his career at this level. Two hits, didn't walk anybody, fanned 11 and 8 scoreless in a Beavers win August last season at PG Park over Albuquerque. Hoffman chops one towards short. There's Kazmar. He feeds second for an out. The relay to first is not in time. Who scores from third? An RBI for Hoffman and a 1-0 Albuquerque lead. So Hoff gets the job done with a man at third and less than two outs. He knocks him home. DeWitt forced out at second. 6-4. On that put out, Hoffman a threat to run over there at first. The RBI for Hoffman is 33rd of the season. He's 9 of 15 in stolen bases, Jamie is, as Mitch Jones steps in there. The offering to Jones inside and low. Right-hand batting cleanup man, the left fielder Jones. 289 on the year, 27 homers, 69 runs driven in. Mitch walked while going 0 for 4 yesterday. Hitless over his last three. Mitch now just two hits in his last 18 official at-bats. The 1-0 to Jones ripped it third and a hooks foul. 1-1. Of the Isotopes starting eight yesterday in the 12-7 romp over Portland, only two went without a base hit. It was Jones and A.J. Ellis. A.J. struck out a couple of times, did walk three times. A.J. scored twice. Nice tips. Other catcher along with J.D. Klasser. Klasser today in the lineup catching the knuckleballer Hager. The 1-1 to Mitch. And Jones takes a strike. Knee high on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Fastball there from LeBlanc. That one might have been 87 on those scouts guns behind home plate. Saw a scout from overseas filming the Isotopes batting practice today. They're looking for some help always. The 1-2 pitch inside. Two balls, two strikes. Isotopes fans are accustomed to seeing that. Former Isotopes have left Albuquerque mid-year to go and play in the Far East. Scott Siebel among those back in 2006. A 2-2 fouled straight back. Jones had a pretty good one to swing at there. LeBlanc might even touch about 88 or so every now and then with a fastball, but in no way would he be called a power pitcher. But man, does he have tremendous command. His changeup for the second straight year in the Baseball America Best Tool Survey deemed to be the best. The pitch to Jones, swung on and missed a changeup, and he struck him out. So LeBlanc has his first strikeout. Two away for Brett Harper, the first baseman and five hitter. They survey the top tools each year at each level and each league, and deemed LeBlanc's changeup the best in the PCL last year. Probably the best of the Padres organization as well. Brett Harper on the left-hand side. LeBlanc fires. And this one on the outside corner for a called strike. Harper batting 365 as an isotope. Four homers, 15 driven in. He's doubled five times. Harper hitting 290 combined on the season with both Vegas and Albuquerque. Harper yesterday a single in four tries. Lined out once, scored a run. 1-0 Albuquerque, just the bottom of the first. LeBlanc, an outstanding college career at Alabama. Crimson Tide record holder in several categories when he left the school. The pitch to Harper, swung on and foul, tipped at the plate. And it's 0-2. LeBlanc really pulled the string on that one. Single season record holder LeBlanc for innings pitched at Alabama, strikeouts, also the all-time strikeout leader. Dice jumps with a couple of hits here in the bottom of the first, a Hu single and then DeWitt single to right with Hu running on a 3-2. Hoffman's ground ball to shortstop, plated Hu. Jamie's still over at first after the Jones strikeout. The 0-2 drilled down the left field line. This one is slicing into the corner. It is a fair ball. Might get another run. Hoffman into third. He's getting windmilled home. The throw to the plate, not nearly in time. Into second, Harper. It's an RBI double for Brett. Albuquerque leads it 2-0. That is a typical Brett Harper line shot the opposite field way. Man, does he have power going to left. Shoots one into the left field corner. No chance for Putman to get over there and cut that off. And Brett Harper has driven in his 16th run in his 19th game since joining this team. How this man was ever released by the Toronto Blue Jays, I have no idea. It is the Dodgers and Isotopes benefit that Harper is wearing the uni here in 2009. J.D. Klosser takes a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. The Isotopes catcher and six-hitter. Kloss batting 312 with a homer and 20 driven in. Right-handed against the lefty LeBlanc. LeBlanc kicks in the 0-1 to Kloss. Swung on and missed it. Great changeup, and it's nothing in two. LeBlanc was a second-team All-American and All-SEC selection while at Alabama. He tries a breaking ball here. Klosser chops one at short. Kazmar up the middle, handles that, throws out Klosser. The inning's over. The Isotopes get two. They do it with three hits. They leave one in scoring position. After an inning, the Isotopes two, and the Beavers nothing on 6th Inning Sports Animal.